ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بهيمة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. This is the 10th episode of this series that talks about the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The last day of those 10 days is the day of Al-Eid. Al-Eid. First of all, what do we mean by Eid when we talk about Eid? We know that we feel happy during that Eid. We enjoy together, we gather together, we do Salat Al-Eid, and we do some other activities. First of all, what is the meaning of Al-Eid? Al-Eid is the day where we thank Allah Jalla wa Ala because we were able to complete a good ibadah. We were able to complete a ibadah, a specific ibadah. Remember, after the 30 days of Ramadan, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr. Why? Because Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the chance to worship Him during 30 days of Ramadan. And then, in Eid al-Adha, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity to do many activities during those 9 days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the most virtuous days of the whole year. And because of this, we thank Allah Jalla wa Ala. How do we thank Allah Jalla wa Ala during this Eid? Our Eids are different from the Eids or the celebrations of other people of other nations. When we celebrate, we first of all thank Allah Jalla wa Ala and glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala in particular, and we do a lot of takbir. That's why in Eid al-Fitr, once Eid al-Fitr is announced, we do a lot of takbir until we pray Salatul Eid. We do a lot of takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Similarly, during the Eid of Al-Adha, we do a lot of takbir before we go to prayer, and we continue doing the takbir after we pray Salatul Eid. This is one thing. The other thing, we go to Salatul Eid. Salatul Eid is a big gathering. And during that gathering, we start with the Salah. And we do in the beginning of Salah some takbir, either 7 or number of takbirat during takbirat al-ihram. And then in the second rak'ah, we do 5 takbir or some other number of takbirat as well, to glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala and to manifest the thanking of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And then the Imam gives us a khutbah thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala, or 2 khutbah thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala. So we gather together to pray this salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go outside the city of Medina in order to perform Salat al-Eid in front of everyone, in front of the whole community, and the whole community be able to participate in that salah as well. So gathering together to remember Allah Jalla wa Ala in this way is a matter of thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala, and it is a matter of celebrating this Eid. Now, Salat al-Eid, some scholars say that it is compulsory to attend it. Why? Because Atiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam used to command us to go for Salat al-Eid, and he used to command us to take young women, young girls, or those who has not reached the age of puberty, and those who have reached the age of puberty, and even including women who are in menses. Those women in menses, they will attend the gathering, the khayr, the da'wah of Muslimin, as Ummu Ta'atiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha said, and they will seclude themselves during the salah, when the salah takes place. So this is what? This is to show that we are thankful, grateful to Allah Jalla wa Ala that He has given us this opportunity. This is Eid. And to attend that gathering for men, to attend that gathering, as it was reported by Sa'id ibn Jubayr and others, that it is good for the person to go after taking a shower, after having a ghusl. And it is good to go by walking. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he bought one time certain clothes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, use it during Eid and use it when you meet people. Which means that they used to wear new clothes when they go to Eid, good clothes to represent the ni'mah, the bounties of Allah Jalla wa Ala upon themselves. However, women, they should observe modesty when they go to Eid. And this was mentioned in Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then, during Eid, and in particular Eid al-Adha, remember we said that in Eid al-Adha, we do two types of dhikr. The dhikr muqayyad and the dhikr mutlaq. The dhikr muqayyad, we do what? We do the dhikr and the takbir of Allah Jalla wa Ala after the congregational prayer. And the dhikr mutlaq, we do dhikr mutlaq during the whole day. This is in Eid al-Adha. And it is sunnah for Eid al-Adha to go for the salah early, to have an early salah. Why? Because we want to leave time to do the sacrifice, the udhiyah. And this is one of the particular activities to be done during this particular day, right? The day of Eid, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the sacrifice, the udhiyah. In Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the son of Adam doesn't do something more beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala during this day, during the 10th day, than sacrificing or slaughtering the udhiyah. He doesn't do anything more beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala than slaughtering the udhiyah. And the blood of the udhiyah reaches Allah Jalla wa Ala before it reaches the ground. And moreover, Allah Jalla, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا means do it with happiness. Do it while you are grateful to Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an udhiyah, had sacrificed two rams, two big rams. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith Aisha said that the rams with their horn and with their hair, they will come to Allah Jalla wa Ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person is going to get one hasana for each piece of hair of that udhiyah. And that's why many scholars said that the udhiyah is a very recommended act. In fact, some scholars say that it is wajib. Some other scholars say that I prefer for the person who does not find an udhiyah to what? To borrow in order to make the sacrifice, to make the udhiyah. Why? Because it is one of the symbols of al-Islam. And the udhiyah, remember, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, pray to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And wanhar means what? Means sacrifice or slaughter for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The udhiyah must be slaughtered after Salatul Eid. You cannot slaughter it before Salatul Eid. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly that if the udhiyah was slaughtered before Salatul Eid, then it is not a sacrifice, it is not a qurbani, it is just for meat. One of the companions said to the Prophet ﷺ that he slaughtered his udhiyah before Salat al-Eid, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, شَاتُكَ شَاتُ لَحَمْ. This is for meat, it is not for a sacrifice. So you should not slaughter it before Salat al-Eid, and you should start the slaughter after Salat al-Eid. And you can continue in the first day, if some of you can't slaughter on the first day, they can slaughter on the second day of Al-Eid, the third day and the fourth day, which is the third day of At-Tashriq. And remember, we said the 10th day is the last day of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, followed by the first day of Tashriq, 11. The second day of Tashriq, 12. The third day of Tashriq, which is the end or the end of this period of Al-Hajj. And after that, there is no Hajj and there is no sacrifice. However, it is highly recommended that you slaughter your Udhiyah, because of Hadith Aisha that we just mentioned, during that day. And the Prophet ﷺ slaughtered after the Salah, and he delayed his food until he ate from his Udhiyah. And remember, brothers and sisters, this day, which is the last day of those 10 days, is the last day of those virtuous days. So you don't want to miss the opportunity by delaying slaughtering the Udhiyah until tomorrow, until 11th. Although it is valid, but the day of Eid is better for you to slaughter your Udhiyah. Now, what can you do with your Udhiyah? First of all, you can do whatever you want to do. Even if you want to eat it all, you can do this. However, many scholars say that it is good to divide it into three parts. One part you eat, one part you give as a gift, and one part you give as a sadaqah. Now, the udhiyah is an action that you are doing in order to come closer to Allah Jalla wa'ala. That's why it is highly recommended that you slaughter it by yourself. However, if you can appoint someone to act on your behalf to do it in other countries, we say that it is acceptable, insha'Allah. Remember also that once you slaughter your udhiyah, you can then start cutting your nails and shaving your head, because that was prohibited for you to do. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to accept our deeds. And this is the day of Eid. This is the last day of those 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to accept whatever we have done and to pardon us for our shortcomings, to cover our mistakes. Jazakumullahu khaira. Make a lot of dhikr, make a lot of takbir, and be happy during your Eid, because you are celebrating your عبادة. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.